Now, Vivid is Sydney's largest festival of lights, ideas and music. The switch is being flicked on tonight, just before 7 o'clock, and it's expected to be bigger and better than ever. To tell us a little bit more about what to expect at Vivid 2019, we are joined now by the Minister for Tourism, Stuart Ayres. Stuart, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Morning, Tess.
So we're into the 11th year, I believe, of Vivid now. How has it changed from the beginning?
Well, it's evolved so significantly from what was originally a concept around making Sydney hotels a little bit fuller in our weakest part of the year, which was as we started to approach winter. And it's now evolved into the largest festival of music, light and ideas in the Southern Hemisphere, and has become one of the most important tourism events that happens in Australia every year. From an economic perspective, it's huge. It has over 2.2 million people will come through Sydney over the 23 days of Vivid, and they'll inject over $173 million into the New South Wales economy. So that's a lot of people being employed off the back of what happens in Vivid. But we've also really used Vivid to be a marker to say to people right around the world that Sydney is the capital of the creative industries, particularly in the Asia Pacific.
Sounds like they've well and truly achieved and surpassed the goal of just getting a few extra people into the city in winter then.
Yeah, we often joke that it first started as Vivid being a bit beige and was throwing some lights on the buildings, but we really turned Vivid into Vivid. And every year we set a higher expectation. We see more and more artists from around Australia and around the world wanting to be involved. And I think our ability to continue to push boundaries, things that we're doing this year, like what we're doing in Tumbalong Park, where we've made an all-accessible playground for people with all different types of abilities to be involved in Vivid. We've got artists with a disability that have their productions on show, some amazing light installations, and we're also celebrating there the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. So there's a great opportunity for people to get involved in Vivid who may not necessarily want to be able to battle the crowds, because it can get quite congested and big, particularly on the weekends. So my advice to families is if you want to avoid or make it a little bit easier, then think about going on a Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday night. Vivid is still as spectacular on those nights as it is on a weekend.
And so can you tell us a little bit about some of the planning that goes on behind the scenes and what goes into organising an event like this?
Well, this is just a huge, huge event. Vivid planning basically starts the day after the previous visit, Vivid finishes. It's a bit like that. But we go on this global hunt for artists all over the world, particularly around creating light projections. We've also got artists here in Australia that are developing their light installations. And so we go on this quite significant hunt to find all the people that we want to be able to put into it. We're also testing new ideas. We often want to embrace an agenda or things that are happening around the globe at a particular point in time. So this year, there's a really strong Indigenous focus around the rocks, and we're seeing the light presentation, Eora Broken Spear, on the side of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which is a recognition of the United Nations International Year of Indigenous Language. So we're showcasing Indigenous language against English language, so exchanging words, which I think will be great for a lot of people to see. We've got a wonderful projection in the Argyle Cut down in the rocks, where we're celebrating 30 years of Pixar. And I think we all know fantastic Pixar films like Toy Story and Finding Nemo and Monsters. And so the 30 years of Pixar animation is being put into a fantastic projection that I've got no doubt mums and dads and kids alike will absolutely love.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Stuart, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Not a problem.
That was Minister for Tourism, Stuart Ayres, chatting to us about Vivid. It is kicking off tonight. A little bit before 7, the Opera House is going to be lit up and all the switches are going to be on. So very, very much looking forward to that.